Thank you. Thank you very much. Whew, I don't know hardly where to start here, but I might as well start somewhere, hadn't I? Something like Red Wings, I'll do a little bit for you. Here's an old breakdown number called Gray Eagle.
Don, there may be some people here that don't know the story of you and the guitar. So maybe if we could run through that for some of the folks that haven't heard it. I believe you were a guitar picker before you were a banjo picker.
I was a better guitar picker before I really took the banjo.
Well, how did you start playing guitar?
I went up to a fellow's house and that owned the guitar and finally persuaded him to let me take it home with me for a couple of days. It was a Gene Autry guitar.
Yes, sir.
Sounded real good back then. I don't know how it sounds now.
And how old were you about then?
I was about 6 years old.
There you go.
And I started... Well, I was the only one didn't have anybody to play with, so I had to play by myself. And if I wanted to hear any lead, I had to do it. So I had to figure out how to play the tune out on the guitar.
Was there anybody you followed back then?
Yeah, the Delmore Brothers was my...
Of course, you had to do on six strings what they did on four.
Well, the secret of the Delmore Brothers is where four strings left off, the six-string man took up with the Delmores.
Oh.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I'm learning a lot.
One number in particular that really intrigued me with the Delmores was, what do you call this thing? Brown's Ferry Blues.
Brown's Ferry Blues.
Yeah.
Pick it, Don.
Do-do-do-do. For a while, I followed a style, something like this, because there wasn't no rhythm, like I say, to play with me, and it didn't seem to be enough music coming out of the thing, you know, with one string lead and stuff like that. So I'll give you a little demonstration if I can remember how I done it now. Like if I was going to play a song and take a break in it. Let's see, it makes no difference now. I just used to be the... can play your guitar for you too. I'll tell you that. Clyde Moody, y'all know him? Anybody? Clyde, is that thing in tune with me?
Yeah, I'll play you the whole thing for you. Suit you?
Yeah, I might be tickled to death. Let's try a little bit of Turkey and the Straw since I got some rhythm here.
All right. Play it like I played it.
Clyde here plays, played a lot of blues guitar, I remember back years ago. Clyde, you pick them one on that thing there. Gracious.
Okay. Just get in G chord and we're going to do it.
All right.
In here and ask, maybe some of you all have some questions you'd like to ask either Don or Clyde. I'm sure they'd be happy to answer about the way they pick, how they do it. Just shout them out. They don't want to know nothing. They just want to hear you pick, Don. Let's have another one.
I don't know. You do this fast too still.
No. Well, that's me you play. I don't love nobody. You remember that?
Thank you. call the style you play flogging. I believe you're the only man in the country who plays like that, and I'd sort of be interested in, maybe some of the other folks would be too, in learning about how you started that style and just how you got into it.
Well, now you're going back a long ways, Fred. And I forgot how I got into it, to tell you the truth.
You was in it just trying to get out.
Right? I was in it, yeah, trying to get out of it, that's true. Well, the style guitar that I played was, I met Bill, I think it was along about 1936, 37. And I went to work with him and never rehearsed a song on the Grand Ole Opry. That's the truth. And I think actually what the style guitar that I play, there used to be a colored fella on the railroad there that fired up the old engines that was parked there during the night. And he would sit down when he'd finished coaling those engines and play the guitar. And I was just a kid, and that's the style guitar, I think, pretty close to it that he played.
Could you play a number that he used to play?
Oh, just a blues thing. I'll try that. My fingers are a little bit stiff here. Okay, and E.
You played on the Grand Ole Opry with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
Yeah.
And I believe that one of the numbers that all the Bluegrass fans remember is the Six White Horses.
Yeah, that's the first song I ever wrote.
And you picked a lot of guitar on that.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a few that would like to hear you do it again. Maybe you'd even sing a verse of it
or two.
All right,
I'll try. All right, this is the first song that I ever tried to write. I believe it was along about 1936, somewhere along there.
Some fancy backup back here. Let's get you back up here to the microphone. Just a short while ago, in the Reno and Smiley days, I know you all recorded a couple of albums with just guitars backing you up, and one of them was a hymn, a couple of them were hymn albums, I believe. And I'd kind of like to hear you pick one of the old hymns, maybe, if you're in the mood. Would you do that for us?
Yeah, let's see. Anyone in particular?
Well, it's up to you, I guess.
Let me think of, see if I can remember one that we did. Let's see. Jesus will save your soul? No, all right. Try it.
Why don't we open it up once again to questions, and maybe there's a number you'd like to hear Don or Clyde pick that you've heard him do and wondered where his fingers were on the records or on the air or in a show somewhere. I'm sure they'd be open to surprises. Is there any number that anybody'd like to hear either Clyde or Don pick? Little Silver Bells and E? Is that one of... There it goes. That's about the quickest rehearsing I ever heard, Tom.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Do 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 do.
No rehearsing.
No rehearsing.
Was a guitar number, or was that
a banjo
number, and you just moved it onto the guitar? There's a lot of numbers probably like that.
Or maybe it started as a guitar number years ago, and I moved it to, I don't remember now, really. Well, I think I played it on banjo before I did guitar.
There's lots of ways of learning new numbers. I've heard some people say they learn tunes off piano rolls, and a little bit of everything, and put them on the neck of a guitar, and maybe there's a tune or two you could think of that you picked up from an unusual source and put on the guitar?
Well, one, for instance, is a Bill Monroe number called Roanoke. I got to think it'd be a good guitar number, too. It's good for fiddle, banjo, and mandolin. So it's been a long time since I tried this. I'll try a little bit of it.
Thank you. Clyde, you got to fight back with picking like that, I think.
He does a wonderful job.
He's been listening to the other guitar players, and he's got a style all his own. And a lot of people really enjoy his picking. Did on the show last night and been following him around all day today. I'd like to get Dan Crary from Louisville, Kentucky up to do a few numbers. Yay!
Thank you. I brought along a friend. This is Wayne Stewart from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Close. Well, where are you actually?
That's close enough.
Okay.
He plays a lot of guitar.
You want to go ahead and do Beaumont Hall?
Y'all can out back you.
This is courtesy of Doc Watson, and it's one called Beaumont Rag. Got the Red Dog. This is a tune that Wayne and I recently discovered, and we haven't heard it done too much. We think it's one of the prettiest old-time country tunes, and I'm going to get him to play his break on it, which is a lot better than mine, but I'll go ahead and do mine anyway because I'm kind of shameless that way. And we'll trade back and forth on this one a little bit, called The Sweet Sunny South. Here's a little bit of the Devil's Dream now. Oops. This is a tune called the Black Mountain Rag. We usually get our fiddle player to do most of the work on this, but since Wayne's here, why, I'll have him take a break. And he's got a terrific break on this, I think. It's called the Black Mountain Rag. You want to start it off? I learned a couple of licks off of you while you played that. I'd forgotten that you did.
I used to play with the Bluegrass Alliance in Louisville. I played mandolin. And we did a song. The singing was horrible on it because I had to sing lead, but Dan took one of the prettiest guitar breaks I think I've ever heard. We'll do it as an instrumental now so you won't have to put up with the singing. It's one called In the Pines.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. We can think of one more, I think, what we do here. It's a Canadian fiddle tune called The Red-Haired Boy. I guess I'm supposed to ask if anybody has any questions or anything. Yeah. No, not in particular. I'll tell you the thing that has done more for my playing, I think, in recent history than anything else is trying to play fiddle tunes. Playing with a band is a tremendous help for a guitarist, I think, because it keeps you limbered up. But as far as practice is concerned, I really don't have any systematic practice. But if you take a record of a guitarist playing fiddle tunes or even a banjo player or something like that and slow it down and learn the tune in your head, you know, so that you've got it pretty well memorized, and then start picking it on the guitar, that's tremendous practice, I think, and it's. I think it's probably helped my playing more than anything else that I've done. Just trying to play those fiddle tunes. Any other? That's Lonnie Pierce over there, my fiddle player, and he taught me how to play the guitar, so we'll have him up one time a little later. Okay. Try Monroe's Hornpipe. Yeah. Do you play a break on that?
I'll learn. Wait a minute, what's the second one? How's the second one going? I'll play until time.
Okay. We'll try a little bit of Monroe's Hornpipe. Thank you.
Dan Crary from Louisville, Kentucky, and he'll be on at 6:15 tonight with his whole band, the Bluegrass Alliance.